The Unsung Hero by Suzanne Brockman, read by William Dufries. Prologue. Spring. When both the Seahawk and its pilot took a direct hit, things went from bad to worse. U.S. Navy SEAL Lieutenant Tom Paoletti took over the controls and lurched the helicopter skyward as Jazz and Lopez worked to keep the pilot from bleeding to death. The elite 8-member SO squad had come into this latrine of a country to see to the safe departure of a diplomat's wife. The mission was important enough to warrant the presence of Lieutenant Paoletti, SEAL Team 16's commanding officer. In fact, the order had come down from Admiral Chip Crowley himself. Crowley had told Tom frankly that he hoped the CO's appearance, along with that of his executive officer, Lieutenant Junior Grade Casper Jazz Jacquet, would make these fascist assholes behave like neither fascists nor assholes. Maybe, just maybe, if Tom was there with his easygoing, let's be friends smile, countered by the take-me-very-seriously rows of ribbons on his chest and his calm air of command, maybe these bottom feeders would actually do as they'd promised and let them walk out with Mrs. Hampton in tow. And maybe, if Tom had Jazz standing beside him, 6 feet tall and nearly as wide across, very stern, very silent, very black, and very, very dangerous-looking, this mission would indeed turn out to be no more than an 8-man escort job. The local government had insisted up and down and